Welcome to the Voice of Charity podcast. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities House of the Good Shepherd is one of two transitional housing residences offering safety and a fresh start to women and children who are victims of domestic violence. On this program, Katie Breedeman and I welcome Deborah Hammond, the Program Director for Family Violence Services, and Lizette Olvera, Site Director for the House of the Good Shepherd, to discuss updates on the House of the Good Shepherd and the larger work to bring greater attention to domestic violence. Deborah, let's start with you and help us kind of set the stage for the conversation we're going to be having today. You know, let's talk about the prevalence of family violence in Illinois and any statistics to help frame up this topic for our listeners.
Sure. Thank you so much for having us this morning. Domestic violence is a widespread. In the U.S., 1 in 4 women and 1 in 9 men have experienced some forms of physical violence, sexual violence, or stalking by an intimate partner. Domestic violence can also be referred to as intimate partner violence. I do believe in Oklahoma that they may have the highest number of domestic violence cases. But in Illinois, about 41% of women and nearly 26% of men say they have been victims of domestic violence. In 2020, nearly 30,000 people called the Illinois Domestic Violence Hotline. That's a 16% increase from the previous years. Those numbers are just staggering to me, and I'm sure to our listeners.
Absolutely. That's completely staggering. You think about that, and no matter if it's a single call or it's 30,000 calls, every instance of this is vitally important for those folks to seek assistance.
Absolutely. And, you know, Lizette, we're wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the wonderful history of the House of Good Shepherd. When did it first open, and when did it become part of Catholic Charities to assist women who are, escaping domestic violence?
Good morning again, and thanks for having me today. So the legacy of the Sisters of the Good Shepherd dates back 160 years ago in Chicago. However, the domestic violence program opened in 1980s as one of the first programs in Chicago. It became part of Catholic Charities in 2015. Currently we have 11 adults, House of the Good Shepherd, 26 children, and we have 2 more families who we're going to welcome into our house this week, and this will bring us to a total of 13 adults and 31 children.
It's such a beautiful, peaceful place where women can recover and start over, and that the children's lives can continue uninterrupted with school and play and peace around them. Right, Phil?
Quite remarkable. What's the typical length of stay, Lizette, for folks that are coming by?
Okay, the program is designed to last between 9 and 12 months. However, we always take a holistic approach in serving the needs of every family. Every family comes with different needs. However long it takes for them to get to a place of self-sufficiency, we want to make sure the House of the Good Shepherd, if this is the first time they have left the relationship, this will be the last time they end up in an interim housing program. So we want to really make sure that we set them up for success. But typically they stay here, I will say 12 months is the average length of stay.
Understood. And thanks for that clarification, because you do, often see folks returning. So that's an important note. Lizette, the House of Good Shepherd is part of the Madonna House campus. What other buildings are on that campus, or what other services are happening and playing out there?
Okay, so we have 3 different buildings in this campus. One is where the main one where the women and the children reside. We have a child care center here that provides services to the women and children residing with us. And it's the Ellen Laney Education Center. And then we have the Madonna House building, which, it will can house up to 14 more families. So we have a variety of services here on campus. We have an education center where the women go and do financial literacy. We have a computer lab. We have a library. We have an art room. And there's many areas where the kids can enjoy just being kids, feeling safe.
So I'm so fond of this program and the work that you do there. It's so profound.
You know, I let's talk a little bit more about those programs that are playing out with on the campus. The child care programs, I understand there's a children's enrichment program. Talk to us a little bit more about those programs.
The children's enrichment program. So House of the Good Shepherd focuses on breaking the cycle of violence. So what that means is that we want to make sure that when the children left here or when they leave here, they don't repeat the cycle, right? So the mom and the family already went through the situation. We want to make sure that they get the social, emotional components that they need, you know, to be able to succeed. So we have a drama club where the kids can express themselves. They could just be who they are. They could feel safe. We have a child friend. So a child friend is an opportunity for the kids. Volunteers come on Monday and Wednesdays. They play with the kids. They just offer that adult safe relationship that sometimes the kids are not used to having. We also have a teenage program. So the teenagers enjoy a night and where they can just come, do homework, have a mentor. They get an opportunity to have dinner with their friends. We have family outings that take place every month. The most recent one was all of our families enjoy a Saturday out at Santa's Village. They had a blast. Everybody was so happy about that. And we're looking forward to a pumpkin patch for the month of October. So again, it's just that providing the children with a safe place where they could be children, where they could begin to experience those healthy relationship with adults and with other people. Because let's not forget that sometimes these kids have been living in fear and chaos, not to know what to expect. So we also try to create a routine, letting the kids know what to expect. Okay, so this is, today is Monday. After you come back from school, you will go to home or help. You will go back home. You will have dinner from 5 to 6:30, and then you will come down to an activity, and then you go home and you get ready for the next day. So we try to create that routine as much as possible, 5 days a week. Again, with the opportunities on the weekend to have that family outing to strengthen that bonding and that relationship.
And Lizette, thank you for sharing that in that beautiful detail. And I also understand we were sharing some pictures during the during your commentary there. There's also a chapel right there on the campus, too. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So the chapel, I call it the jewel of this program. It's such a... it's such a wonderful place. It's a place where women of all faiths, of all interconnections, come and then just enjoy that quiet, peaceful space. We do have mass every Friday at noon. Everybody's invited. And this has been an opportunity for people to reconnect with their spirituality and to begin to find peace somehow, right? We are happy to know that, for those residents who are Catholic, this is an opportunity for them where a lot of times they were not able to practice their faith, to come here and being able to know that they can go into the chapel and the Blessed Sacrament is there and they could just pray. I'm actually happy to share that we have two families who, since coming here, are going to baptize their children. One is taking place on October 15, and the other one is, further along October. But it really is a great opportunity to reconnect, and for others who are of other faiths, just to have that spiritual connection.
You mentioned to me too, Lizette, that you have Mass every Friday at noon, correct?
Yes.
So that's wonderful that this beautiful chapel is being utilized and, of course, administering to those who are Catholic, but then welcoming people of all faiths into the faith side of healing, right? The faith component of healing. That's really beautiful. Could you also just talk a little bit? We want to talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month and a very important fundraiser you have coming up on November 5th. But before we go to break, could you talk a little bit about the aftercare program that you offer at the House of Good Shepherds, so that when women are confident enough to be self-sufficient and move off to their own apartment, you want to make sure that they know that they're always welcome back, right? What are the opportunities to stay connected to the House of Good Shepherd and Catholic Charities?
Our aftercare program is an opportunity, as you say, to keep connected to House of the Good Shepherd, but also to a community, a larger community that understands. So what I mean by that is we meet every month. We have a support group. We bring educational opportunities for the women and children. So we currently have 50 families registered.
Wow.
The number grows every year. So every month we bring them in. We have an educational topic, and we offer extra resources. So sometimes, you know, case management, they might need help with resumes because they're changing jobs. They might need help with other things that they wouldn't feel as safe going to another, to another organization. So they know, they call it, it's always coming back home. So, you know, just really quickly, recently we had a mom who participates in the aftercare program who lost her father, and she was having a really hard time, you know, grieving and coping with that. So she used the opportunity of coming to the aftercare program to share with the group, to feel that she had a group of women who will understand what she was talking about. So there's that opportunity. We also offer, tangible items for them. So every time they come, they have access to our food room, our clothing room. And then the kids have an activity as well. Every time they come, we offer, you know, school supplies when they go back to school. But it's more of like seeing that community and seeing that happiness when they are able to reconnect.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of Charity podcast. You can catch us weekly Tuesday mornings on WNDZ 750 AM or watch our live stream on YouTube or Facebook at Catholic Chicago. I'm Phil Zepeda for Catholic Charities.